Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the body punching? I was hit him with body punching. I heard him actually crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? When did that happen? When you clapped the fourth round on?
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
DBLC Productions.
Making women's dresses like,
Let's go, champ. It's the champ. It's Shannon and Janet. With the same champ. It was Ali, might have been
Cusco. BoxingVoice.com.
I'm a team like he's a C-plus fighter. I'm a dominant, I'm a dogfish fighter.
I'm talking about punch. We're going to punish you for 12 rounds. Either the referee says you had enough, or you can say you had enough. You can stay your ass there all night until you ain't had enough.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous edition of TBV Podcast, hashtag TBV. Before I head on out to the Barclays Center in New York City for tonight's great action, make sure you stay tuned into this YouTube channel. We will be doing an immediate reaction from the actual Barclays Center, getting everyone's reaction to the main event and Pedraza and Tank, which the line just switched, but we're here to talk about another line, Canelo Alvarez. El Canelo and Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. finally made their bout official for May 6th, Cinco de Mayo weekend. It's going to be a showdown live on HBO pay-per-view. But the betting lines have opened up, and Canelo is one hell of a favorite. I mean, we thought Gennady Golovkin was eclipsing Daniel Jacobs when it comes to their fight and their betting odds, but Canelo being a 12-1 favorite is just outright shocking. Let me get to, you know, the good doctor.
Boxing and thing, what's going on, brother? I know you want to sit in on this. We're going to head on over to a doctor.
The Sunshine State.
Boxing MD.
Boxing MD, what's going on?
Is that a fair statement to make? You have to be honest with yourself.
Great to be back after a riveting night of boxing last night down in South Florida. Definitely some fights of the year, knockouts of the year, etc. So I'm glad I'm up for you guys, you know, to go over these odds. And Ness says shocking odds, right? I think they're only shocking odds to those who are happy about this fight, or for those who are pretending this fight is more of an evenly matched, because I was not so shocked. The odds, you know, just if you guys want to check them yourselves, if you guys go to proboxingodds.com, right, and look at five dimes, the same odds that have Golovkin as a minus 825, which is an 8.25 favorite over Jacobs, have Canelo minus 1200, which is a 12-1 favorite. So it'll be interesting to hear what you guys have to say about those odds.
And our editor-in-chief over in the other Sunshine State over there in sunny California. What's going on, Matt? What's the weather like, man? You know it's snowing over here, and I got to fucking drive from Jersey to Brooklyn?
Well, we've had, like, thunderstorms and, like, rainstorms recently, but it's sunny today. It's nice. I've been hanging out in my backyard a lot this morning just because it's, you know, nice out. It's been a flooding. Like, some of our freeways have flooded, actually, so that's pretty crazy. But anyways,
I know people in California, unlike people in Florida, have an issue driving with rain because it always rains.
That is true. People in California, for some reason, just cannot drive when it's raining. It's just ridiculous. But anyways, like MD said, we had some riveting fights last night, and we're not going to talk about them at all, really. But anyways, I think these odds aren't ridiculous. If like MD said, because I know it's true, but I'm not saying, like, I question his facts, but, like, if Gennady Golovkin is an 8-1 favorite over Jacobs, and Jacobs is the number two middleweight in the world, and you have Canelo fighting, what, a top 20 super middleweight or light heavyweight or top 30, you know, what? Of course the odds are going to be more drastic. So I'm not shocked at all. If you think this fight's going to be competitive at all, put some money on Chavez, I guess, and hope that he gets a huge upset. and bank some money. But otherwise, steer clear. This is just an awful fight to bet on.
Well, I mean, I get your guys' logic, but that would make Canelo on the same level as Golovkin, if not a bit higher, because he's coming out as such an overwhelming favorite over Chavez. And I understand that that's because Chavez is obviously not on the level of Jacobs. But remember that Canelo was never officially a middleweight. So, you know, for 154.55, which is only 1 pound, let's not get carried away. Let's stay, you know, with the literal words. To come out as a 12-1 favorite over a dude that fights in the 168-pound division, if not lightweight division, I'm shocked.
Ness, let me ask you a question, a good question, actually. Personally, if I told you that Jacobs beat Golovkin or Chavez beat Canelo, which one would you be more surprised with?
I think I'd be equally surprised because both have asterisks, both opponents. One is Chinny. The other, we don't know what version of him is going to show up.
So you think, in other words, you think that the odds should be equal because there's equal of a question and there's equal of the A side having an advantage over the B side. So you would. So if I say that Canelo, if I say that Golovkin's an 8-1, you would expect it to be at 8-1 as well. That's what you're saying.
I'm not saying that I expect the Canelo to be an 8-1 favorite over Chavez. I'm just shocked that he is a 12-1 favorite over Julio Cesar Chavez. Chavez is a big dude. Regardless of this little 3.5 pounds that he has to come down on fight night, he's going to be a grown-ass man for Canelo.
Yep, and I think the biggest that Canelo's ever fought at, was it 156, Matt? Do you, you know, can you fact-check that? I'm pretty sure. I know he's gone. What was the Cotto fight?
In terms of the pros, he's only 155.
Oh, 155. I'm sorry. Yeah, that was the Cotto weight, 155.
That's the Canelo weight.
Oh, Canelo weight. Yeah. Well, I guess the Cotto weight for him. Yeah, 155, right? So it is – he's going up over – like, you know, like a – was thinking about it. Like, he's going up over 10 pounds, which is a big leap. But I don't know what Chavez Jr. is going to be weight training, but I think moving up 10 pounds and going down 5 pounds – I think people overestimate the size difference having a bigger effect than being weight trained, because I find being weight trained substantially more detrimental to you as a boxer than fighting a guy who has a little more size.
Yeah, but let's just be real. I mean, it's not really a weight drain. Has Chavez ever fought at 175? No, his division is 160 and 168, you know, and if he is disciplined, he will make it. He's not going to be draining himself. The one taking on a challenge here is Canelo. I know you don't like it, but that's because you're a hater.
Yes.
Because
I just want to bring up one thing before you continue.
If this fight was made a year ago or 6 months ago or this very year with Gennady Golovkin, the way that Tom Lawler and Golovkin have been trying to get this fight, as many interviews that Abel Sanchez has done trying to get this fight. I mean, you heard my interview with Tom this week, how they still want this fight.
Well, I will say two things. The first thing is you act like 3 pounds is nothing, but we remember what Canelo being weight drained 2 pounds looked like against Floyd Mayweather, right? He did not look himself, at least up into the scales. Whether that had an effect on him in the fight, that's up for interpretation. I'm not taking anything away from a Floyd, but he definitely looked weight drained going into the scales. Now, you brought up the Chavez Jr. Ness, did you not hear my attitude and my dismissal of Chavez Jr. while asking both Abel Sanchez and Tom Loeffler, who said it's a dream for because of the name, because of, you know, Canelo, Golovkin? I would be unhappy with it too. Because it's a bullshit fight. It's not competitive between Golovkin and Chavez. It's a joke of a fight. And I think that Golovkin could literally be in first gear and destroy him. Because he's not at the same level.
12-1, how does a person make money on this? Because that's the bottom line.
If you believe...
Do you just enjoy this fight?
Yes.
Or can you make money? Is there a way to make money?
There's a way to make money. It's prop bets. So obviously when it gets closer to the fight, you're going to get prop bets. Like you can Canelo by round 4-6 TKO. You know, those are the bets you're going to look for because you might get Canelo with underdog status. You know, it might be, you know, plus, it might be plus two something odds for Canelo to get a knockout in the 8th to 10th round.
Canelo's,
you know,
like, not knocking
that's
his guy.
Something to look at.
Yes,
you
I think, and
you can work it for the body and finish
one second. And that's where I think that the odds, the Vegas odds, will where, like Matt said, you're going to make money, because maybe the conventional wisdom is Canelo's not going to knock the guys out, and you might get good odds on the under.
I don't know. Do you really think he can? I mean, Fonfora was a 175-pounder career, 75-pounder. You know, yes, Chavez brought him down about 3.5 pounds himself, or 4.5, right? 3.5, maybe. But is Canelo, who's a natural 147-pounder, carry his power up to the power of a light heavyweight?
Listen,
you just call Canelo a natural 147-pounder?
That's where he started his career, man.
He's not a natural guy at that division.
That's where he started his career, man.
But he grew out of that division, so naturally he is not that anymore.
You also have to remember, Ness, that when you start at 16, you don't have an amateur career, and you also are developing as a human being. So I agree with what Matt's saying. He's not a natural. He's realistically a large 154-pounder. Or a small
more 147-pound bouts than any other division.
But he was also 16, 18, 20. Like, you know how people age.
Vasquez, he fought the puppet at 147 pounds. But look, that's not.
When Mayweather was that age, he was fighting in, like, the featherweight division. It was Mayweather a natural featherweight?
In the amateurs, yeah. But again, we're
there. It doesn't matter. We're talking odds.
But here's the thing, right? And I did say this, and I got to think about it, because maybe Ness is right. Maybe you do have a point. Because Sergio Martinez, who definitely is a knockout artist and has heavy hands, wasn't able to stop Chavez at 160. And I don't know. Maybe Sergio Martinez is even a harder puncher than Canelo. I don't know. It's hard to say. No. Don't shake your head, Matt. Why do you believe that?
People need to.
I think his body work is way more damaging than whatever Sergio Martinez did.
We're not at 175.
This is true. Yeah, and I agree with, again, what Matt's saying, that the body work could have a damage, which why it would be. I don't think Canelo is going to necessarily one-punch ice him.
I'm just going to let you know right now, I'm guaranteeing you see the best Julio Cesar Chavez you've ever seen. Guaranteeing it.
Ever? So what was the second best one you've ever seen him?
That 12th round. That's it. You know, I'm not going to lie. That 12th round, that's the best I've ever seen him. Mm-hmm. And that's what we'll see. I know it. Listen, I'm going to get to whatever callers we got. Remember, that number is 1-425-569-5241. I got to head on over to the Barclays Center to, cover this Badu Jack James DeGale fight. Make sure you tune into the YouTube channel and subscribe, because we will be going live for an immediate reaction straight from the Barclays Center, getting everyone's thoughts. Hit that thumbs up button in the future, present, or past. I never understand why there's so many people watching and not the same amount of people hitting that thumbs up button. It just says absolutely insane. We're going to Donald in Richmond. Donald, 12-1. Crazy or what? Yes, Donald.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with you that this is going to be a competitive. We're not competitive, but the best Chavez. And he is big. I don't think Canelo will knock him out. I think that Canelo just is doing this fight because of what he needs to do for Golovkin. So he feels like he wants to fight someone who's bigger than him to see if he can manage to knock someone out who's bigger. But, you know, I don't know. If Chavez has done a good training camp, was he with Roach on this training camp, or did he not go to Roach on his training camp?
It's not official yet. Roach did say that he's willing to train him, but if he misses one day, he's quitting.
And it's also fair to say that Chavez is much bigger than Golovkin, physically, size, weight.
Okay, well, let's say this. Let's say Chavez goes to Roach for his training camp, and he doesn't miss a day, and he takes his training camp serious, and he makes weight like how he's supposed to. I don't know. It's Canelo, you know, I don't know. It could be good. You know, if this is an if, could be good and not could be good, but I'm hoping that Chavez goes to Roach and he takes his training camp serious and he makes weight good and he comes in there and he makes a competitive fight.
But Donald.
He could pull an upset up.
Donald, what is Canelo's weaknesses? Who has he shown weaknesses? What type of boxers has he shown weaknesses against? I just said boxers.
I can't really say that, but I'm gonna tell you the weaknesses is I've seen in Canelo, and everybody can probably notice this. When Canelo fights, he fights in spurts. Canelo fights about 30 seconds to each round. He does not work the entire round. And if Canelo ever gets in there with someone like Mayweather that will work the whole entire round, that can punch and land their shots correctly, Canelo will get knocked out or he'll lose by a decision because Canelo does not fight the whole entire 3 minutes of each round. He does not do that. I've seen it too many times. He doesn't.
Right, right. And my whole point of that, Chavez is not Mayweather, not even close. Chavez is the perfect style for Canelo to look good. Canelo only looks bad against boxers, people who could give him different looks and give him different angles. Chavez will be hit. And when somebody stands in front of him, Canelo looks like the best fighter on earth because he is one of the best combination punchers in the world.
All right, Donald, thank you for calling in. Remember, this is a quick show. We're talking Julio Cesar Chavez and Canelo Alvarez. The betting line opens up 12-1. Canelo is the favorite. If you're watching this, hit that thumbs up button. Share this on your social media. We're going out to 908 Amin. Talk to us.
Yo, real quick, fellas. This is the Mexican Mayweather Pacquiao, and Canelo's going to look like Mayweather, and Chavez is going to look like Pacquiao, man. That's my call.
All right, Amin. Well, you know, I guess we're going to have to wait for those prop bets to come out to see how could you make some money on this one. But regardless, it's going to be a fun one, man. Look, I mean, we're talking odds and the people come out. It's garnering the attention. And I want everyone that is going to shit on this to remember that at one point you were justifying Gennady Golovkin moving up to 168 and fighting Julio Cesar Chavez. His promoter was justifying that days ago. The world has always wanted to see that fight.
I just hope the who so was no difference. Was MD. Who does not include MD.
Yeah, right. You've never wanted that fight, huh?
Nope.
Okay. You've never made the argument that Triple G has never had a big name. Canelo has. So if Triple G can have a big name like Chavez.
Well, to be honest, I totally forgot about Chavez as a boxer until he was mentioned with Canelo. But
yeah, I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
Team wasn't paying attention. Never forgets Chavez. That's the only name they talk about at 168. Chavez, Frotch, Gilberto Ramirez. Let's stop being like, you know, people see this. They can see.
What do they see?
What it
did
is?
Did they not see how I questioned Tom Loeffler and Abel Sanchez about
that? What you're doing?
What am I doing?
I don't know. Convenient amnesia.
Ness, you just think that since your mind moves in linear paths, you think you have me in a corner. But when
I don't have you in a corner at all, I'm just saying. You know, you're saying one thing, and you know, we're hearing others. That's all.
Well, you could find myself at BoxingMD1 on Twitter.
And you can find me at NesGTO, both on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter. And you can find our radio show for MMA, Mixed Combat Radio, on all platforms, iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, etc.
Look at MD's eyes like, whoa. That was a lot, MD. All right, guys. We'll see you later.